KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they will help you stay on track with your medications and ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In local news, Cass County Attorney David Wiederstein reports a warrant has been issued for the requested for the arrest of a Harrison County man in connection to the death of a Nebraska man who was killed in a crash on Interstate 80 in Cass County on May 16th. 50-year-old Paul William Marshall of Modale faces a felony homicide by vehicle charge in the death of 31-year-old Peter John Underwood of Lincoln, Nebraska, who died when a 2009 Dodge pickup driven by Marshall was headed the wrong way on Interstate 80 eastbound and collided with Underwood's crossover SUV. After the crash, Marshall's pickup came to rest in the median while Underwood's car ended up on the shoulder of the road. Underwood, who was an assistant soccer coach at the University of Nebraska, was on a recruiting trip. He died at the scene. A warrant issued for Marshall states that he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs or a combination of those substances with his blood alcohol content of 0.08 or more, as determined by tests. The Iowa State Patrol says a couple from New Jersey were injured where their 1999 Harley-Davidson touring bike they were riding crashed about a mile west of the Marnie exit on Interstate 80 Sunday afternoon. The cycle, driven by 37-year-old Dominic Napoli of Butler, New Jersey, was traveling west at around 3:30 p.m. and pulling a small trailer. When a tire on the cycle went flat, the driver lost control, causing the bike to leave the road and enter a median where it overturned. Napoli and his passenger, 37-year-old Jennifer Napoli, also from Butler, New Jersey, suffered incapacitating injuries. Jennifer suffered from neck and back injuries, while Dominic had injuries to his head. Both were initially transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. They were later transferred to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, with the woman taken there by helicopter and the man transported by medevac ambulance. Both are expected to recover from their injuries. A 68-year-old Arkansas man has died in a motorcycle crash on Interstate 29. Authorities say Richard Gardial of Hot Springs, Arkansas, was pronounced dead Sunday morning after his motorcycle hit a guardrail in Council Bluffs. Investigators say Gardial failed to negotiate a curve while riding northbound with other motorcyclists. Gardial was ejected from the cycle, which continued on the roadway before hitting another vehicle. No other injuries were reported. Authorities say the crash remains under investigation, but they don't believe alcohol and speed were contributing factors. One person was seriously injured during a crash Saturday afternoon in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol says 67-year-old Jesse Hill of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was trapped in a 1996 Dodge van and had to be extricated by mechanical means. Hill suffered moderate injuries and was transported by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The accident happened on I-29 southbound at around 3 p.m. Saturday, about a mile north of the Little Sioux exit. Authorities say Hill was a passenger in the van driven by 65-year-old Jenny Brown of Sioux Falls. The pair were on their way to assist a broken-down motorist at the 96-mile marker. At the same time, a 2014 Ford F-550 tow truck driven by 30-year-old Jacob Stewart of Sioux Falls was traveling south. Stewart activated his truck's emergency lights and signaled a pull in front of the broken-down vehicle, but a non-contact vehicle directly behind him started to slow down. Brown slammed on the brakes in order to avoid running into the back of the non-contact vehicle. The van veered toward the inside lane and ran into the back of Stewart's truck. Neither Brown nor Stewart were hurt in the crash. A tornado has ripped through farm fields in southwest Iowa as thunderstorms elsewhere in the state dropped heavy rain and hail that approached the size of baseball. 30-year-old Mike Gillespie told the Des Moines Register that he watched the tornado switch directions and miss his parents' farm north of the township of Williamson in Adams County late Sunday evening. The storm tore up fields of corn and other crops and also damaged farm buildings, but no injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says a preliminary storm survey is set to take place today in Adams County with regard to the severe thunderstorms that passed through the area Sunday evening. At least four tornado events were reported near the Adair, Adams, and Union County lines with video and photographic evidence of some tornadoes on the ground. Damage was also reported just before 7 p.m. to some rural buildings and other structures near Cromwell at 120th and Urban Avenue in Adams County. In addition to the confirmed tornado on the ground near Cromwell Sunday at about 6:30 p.m., there were numerous reports of hail ranging in size from marbles near Creston and Union County to golf ball size near Newmarket and Taylor County. In east central Iowa's Jasper County, tennis ball-sized hail was reported around 6:20 p.m. near Monroe. Winds in Lucas County gusted up to nearly 60 miles per hour Sunday evening as well. A survey team will begin their storm damage assessment in southern Adair County this morning and proceed from there in an effort to determine the track of a tornado or tornadoes. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Sunday night on a serious misdemeanor charge of driving while revoked. 28-year-old Donnie Clark Patterson of Emerson also was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance after the vehicle he was driving was stopped at around 11:30 p.m. in Red Oak. Patterson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The citation for having no proof of insurance will cost him nearly $398. In the funeral announcements, G. Roger Hansen, age 90 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Roger Hansen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janice Ray Martin, age 70 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for Janice Martin will be today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Virgil Dean Miller, age 84 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Virgil Miller will be today at 10 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Helen Hoherts, age 98 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Helen Hoherts will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Roger Clark, age 72 of Oakland, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Roger Clark will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sharon Presbyterian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. A Bernice Jensen, age 97, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Graveside services for Bernice Jensen will be on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Exira Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. And Robert L. Hubert, age 79, of Panama, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Hubert will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.